This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
So when people start sinning, it makes them old, and it brings sickness and disease, and it destroys their flesh. But if you're walking in obedience to God's word, it brings forth a long, healthy life. Well, one day there was two men. Both of them appeared to be old and white-headed and sitting on the steps of the courthouse. And a man came up and he said, "Sir, you two old gentlemen, it's nice to have you all sitting here." He said, "You're an example unto me." He said, "Sir, what do you contribute your long life to?" And the one man, he said, "Well, I contribute my long life to loving the Lord, going to church, reading His Word, and being obedient to God's rules." He said, "Fantastic, that's great." He said, "Sir, how old are you?" He said, "I'm 96. He said, "Man, that's great. You really look good to be 96. He looked at the other guy, which looked as old or maybe older than this guy, and he said, "What do you contribute your long life to?" He said, "Running around with a wild woman, drinking a fifth of vodka every day, smoking three packs of cigarettes every day." He said, "Wow." He said, "How old are you, sir?" He said, 26. Now see, that's what sin had done to a 26-year-old. It had made him look like death. I have ministered to people 40 years old that looked like they were 80. I've ministered to people that were 80 that looked like they're 50 and 60. But when you do, you will find the man that was 80 that looks like he was 60 had lived a good, clean life with God. The one that was 40 that looked like they were 80 or 90, they had been involved in every kind of sin known to man. And I've even seen some of them at 40 and 50 that were dead. But the Scripture says that's what will happen. Now, God speaks to us and tries to get our attention, but we absolutely will not listen to him. Now then, it says here that after you find somebody, a special messenger, to intercede for that person's flesh can be renewed and made firm like a young person's again. And I've seen that happen too. Now, God is a gracious and mighty God. But he says, when he prays to God, he will be accepted and God will receive him with joy and restore him to good standing. He will declare to his friends. Now, this is a very important statement here in this chapter 33, verse 22. He says, he will then declare to his friends, "I sinned." In other words, I'll have to agree, I did sin. But he says it was not worth it. In other words, it's never worth the suffering and the pain and the torment that you go through when you sin. But anyway, Job's figuring this out. Then he says he will declare to his friends, "I sinned, but it was not worth it. God rescued me from the grave, and now my life is filled with light." In other words, knowledge, wisdom, understand. He now knows what he did wrong, the things he did wrong. Yes, God often does these things to people. Now, again, it says God is the one that does these things to people. He rescues them from the grave so they may live in the light of the living. Now, God didn't want these people to die early. He doesn't want anybody to die early. But many people, because of their sin, they do die early. It says, but God will often, not always, will he heal you whenever you are living in this kind of sin, because in the New Testament, he says that there is a possibility of committing a sin unto death. Now, in 1 John 5, he talks about a sin unto death. Now, if you commit that sin, he says, I tell you, you shall not pray about that. So how do you know what the sin unto death is? You don't know. You just know that all unrighteousness is sin. So when you sin, it's kind of like taking a revolver that's got a place for six shells in it, and you pour them all out, but put one in it. Every time you sin, it's like spinning the chamber and putting it to your head and pulling the trigger and hope you get one of the five empty chambers. Well, if you keep doing that long enough, you're going to come upon a live one. And when you do, it's going to kill you. That's the way sin is. It will do the same thing. So the sin unto death, what is it? I don't know. I've heard a lot of people say, I know what the sin unto death is. Well, I know what it has been in a few cases, and in these few cases, they were always different. Now, in the Word of God, we have a sin unto death. It's in the book of Acts. It was recorded, and it was over money. Ananias and Sapphira. Ananias and Sapphira, they came to God, came to Peter at church, and, of course, everybody back in those days, under the first century, a lot of them were selling their property and they were donating either some of the money or all of the money to the church to take care of the poor and needy. So anyway, Ananias and Sapphira had a little piece of land. It doesn't say how much they sold it for, but I'll say they sold it for $50. That's just a number. So they made up a story between themselves that they would tell Peter, they sold it for $30, and they wanted to give God all the money. Well, Ananias went down to the church and said, Peter, we sold our piece of land for $30. We want to give it all to the Lord. We want to be good guys. Peter said, Ananias, why have you decided to lie to God? Wasn't that piece of land yours? Couldn't you have done anything you wanted to with it? Couldn't you have sold it for whatever you wanted to and give God whatever you wanted to? But why did you have to lie? He said, now you're lying to God, and because you've said that you got this much for it and wanted to give it all to God, when you really got this much, he said, you're lying, and said, you shall die. And bam, because of that sin, Ananias fell instantly dead. It says the men picked him up, took him outside and buried him. It said it took them about 3 hours to dig his grave and cover him up. And in a little while, it says Sapphira, his wife, came in, and Peter says, Sapphira, is this true? Did y'all sell the piece of land for $30 or this many dollars and you want to give it all to the church? She said, yes, that's the price. That's the price. Peter said, why have you and your husband made up this deal to lie to God? Don't you know you can't lie to God? He knows everything. It says, the same men that buried your husband will bury you. And immediately she dropped dead. And it says, and great fear fell upon the church. Hey, if I was going to a church and somebody brought their tithe down and laid it down and they dropped dead right there on the platform, and I said, what happened? The preacher walks up, looks. He said, well, they're supposed to bring their tithe down and give it here, but they lied to God. They brought $50 down, and they made $1,000 this week. So if they made $1,000 this week, they give $50. That's $500. That's not a tithe. So God killed. I'm telling you, if you were to go to a church like that, if you gave anything, you would be truthful in what you gave. You'd say, well, God, I'm going to give you this much. I'm not going to tithe this week, but I'm going to give you this much. Well, there is a lot of sins unto death. And those sins unto death, all sin is unrighteous, and it will kill you. But thank goodness that we can ask for forgiveness, and God will restore our flesh again after he has spoken to us and spoken to us, and we didn't hear his warning. And then when he sent the dreams and visions, and we still didn't pay attention, then he will send sickness and disease and pain upon your body. And it's like a cancer. This says your bones will stick out. Your bones will be in pain with ceaseless aching. Wow. And you'll lose your appetite. But I'm grateful that there's a lot of men and women on this earth that are these special messengers. Because I have had the privilege to be one of these special messengers for several people. But the secret is here, don't be one of these people that gets into sickness and sin, because if you get into sin, and stay there and don't repent, it will bring sickness and disease. As we read and discussed in Psalm 1 and Psalm 91, that where we walk depends on whether we're going to walk in sickness and disease or in health. And you will walk in sickness and disease if you don't read and study God's Word and really, really get involved in His Word. Now then, it says that God will do these things to His people. But it says, but if you have anything to say, go ahead and say it. I want to hear it, for I'm anxious to see you justified. So anytime you have anything to say, God wants to hear it. He wants to hear what you have to say, because He wants to see you justified as well. But if not, then listen to me. Keep silent, and I will teach you wisdom. Now then, Elihu says on, listen to me, you wise men. He's talking to all these men now. Pay attention, you who have knowledge. This is very good stuff he's put here. He says, just as the mouth tastes good food, the ear tastes the word, tests the word it hears. So let us discern for ourselves what is right. Let us learn together what is good. For Job has said, I am innocent. But God has taken away my rights. I am innocent, but they call me a liar. My suffering is incurable, even though I have not sinned. Has there ever been a man as arrogant as Job? You know, you don't think about Job being a man of pride and arrogant. But he says there, has there ever been a man as arrogant as Job, with his thirst for irreverent talk? He said he seeks the companionship of evil people. Do you seek companionship with evil people? He spends his time with wicked men. He has even said, why waste time praying to please God? Listen to me, you who have understanding. Everyone knows that God doesn't sin. The Almighty can do no wrong. He repays people according to their deeds. What? The Word of God says God repays people according to their deeds. See, that goes right along with Proverbs 26:2 when it says, no curse comes upon you undeserved. He treats people according to their ways. There is no truer statement than this. God will not do wrong. The Almighty cannot twist justice. Who put the world in His care? Who has set the world, the whole world, in place? If God were to take back His spirit and withdraw His breath, all that would cease and humanity would turn again to dust. God is perfect. He created everything. He judges righteously. He knows what He's doing. So don't ever blame God. God's never wrong. If there's something wrong, you're the problem, and you need to repent and get right with God.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.